The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The European Association for the Study of Obesity has issued new guidelines stating that weight loss drugs should be the first treatment for patients rather than the last resort. European doctors argue that these jabs can be used as powerful slimming aids and to reduce other health concerns such as high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes and even cancer concerns. Professor Donal O'Shea is clinical lead for obesity with the HSE. Donal, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Do you go along with these experts?
I do. Ultimately, I think you would expect an Association for the Study of Obesity to be maybe overly positive. And I think there is very good evidence now from studies that these medications work like no others we've ever had for obesity, and that it makes sense not to wait for the diabetes and not to wait for the hypertension to start managing what is ultimately going to lead to those conditions. So at the moment, we're treating the complications of obesity, the diabetes, the blood pressure, the cancer, the strokes. If you treat the obesity, you will prevent those happening.
We don't
have the real world evidence yet to be absolute about and as strong as EASO's statement is. And I think the forthcoming World Health Organization guidelines, which will issue in the next couple of months, are going to be a little more reserved, but are saying begin using them. But as you use them, collect the data that they really do prevent diabetes in the real world, prevent cancer in the real world.
Now, one of the advices would be to use these drugs, yes, but also lifestyle changes. I mean, if you're a couch potato and you start taking these drugs and you just shrink on the couch without doing anything else, that's probably not going to lead to perfect health.
Yeah, I mean, the lifestyle changes around physical activity and healthy nutrition are absolutely essential for your general health. And if you get those right, you will be healthier than if you're not physically active and have a diet that's high in the wrong type of foods. So you absolutely need the lifestyle change to get the most out of these treatments. And there is a concern with these drugs that you will lose muscle mass as well as fat mass. And when you lose muscle mass, that increases the risk of frailty and falls. Yeah. And that's an area that's been a strong area of focus with these drugs.
So effectively, Donal, these drugs curb your appetite. It's just you don't want to eat that much anymore. Is that the secret of them?
You know, we've had appetite suppressants in the past that haven't worked long term. And this family of drugs does three things. It reduces how quickly your stomach empties. So you've got the food in your stomach for longer. It increases your sense of fullness. But critically, every other drug we've had to date, when you lose weight, you switch off your metabolism and your energy burn. So the body brings you back up to the weight you originally were, the kind of yo-yo. But what these drugs do is as you lose weight, they also increase metabolism a little bit. So you don't get that adaptation that brings your weight back up again. And we've never had anything that has done that.
Now, the side effects, we hear various reports of different drugs, be it Wegovy or Mounjaro, having different side effects and how debilitating that they might be. But I suppose if you look online, the most famous case would be Sharon Osbourne, who lost a huge amount of weight and then was startled by the fact that she just didn't want to eat anymore, didn't like what had happened to her body.
Yes, and you know, I've started lots of people now on these agents over the last couple of years, and some people, you know, discontinue because, you know, food is a pleasure and should be a pleasure and should be enjoyed, and if that joy goes, well, then you have to make a decision about, you know, what you're going to do. But the side effects are primarily gut, gastrointestinal. Mm. So nausea that usually settles after a couple of weeks. And if it doesn't, then you stop it because life is too short to go around feeling sick. Constipation. We have had people who have started them and get a lot of vomiting and get dizziness. So with any drug, you have to take it under supervision. and make a judgment call on whether the side effects are worth it in that risk-benefit equation.
Now, the final area, Donal, is really affordability, because if you've got type 2 diabetes, you can get it as a public patient. If you just are large, you're obese, as defined by your own doctor, you don't necessarily...
Living with obesity, Pat, living with obesity.
Yeah, okay. If you're living with obesity, you don't get it automatically. So there's this question of affordability. Do you believe that the HSE should take a more rounded look? In other words, if you'll pardon that terrible phrase, take a more rounded look at this and say, look, if we give these people the drug now, we save a fortune later on when they're public patients for cancer, for stroke, for diabetes or whatever.
Yeah, that is where the argument is going to go. And you know, in my role with the HSE, we are actively looking at the next round of the Obesity Policy and Action Plan up to 2030. That is going to incorporate advice around treatment and using these agents. There's a paper published last week in the United States predicting 1.2 million less cancers a year with appropriate use of this class of medication. And, you know, if those savings are kind of actually borne out in reality, then we will be using these treatments much more actively in the next 10 to 15 years, but it's that time frame. And the analogy is like hypertension. High blood pressure in the 70s was only treated in hospital clinics and with crude drugs. Now, every GP is highly competent in managing blood pressure and using the different classes of drug that we have.
Yeah. And of course, generics will come along in time, which will make the treatments cheaper, we believe.
And that is starting this year, Pat.
Okay, that's good news. Now, one final point from a listener. Is it not way too early to determine whether these drugs have long-term effects that we simply don't know about yet?
So the reassuring thing, there's two bits reassure me about that. Number one, these are based on hormones. And hormones are different, if you like, to other classes of drug that interrupt mechanisms in your body. These use your own body's mechanisms and, if you like, increase them. So as a class, hormones tend to be reasonably clean. The second thing is that we've been using this family in diabetes since 2007. Okay. So we have now coming up to 20 years of experience with this class, and there haven't been any major surprises. So there is a sense, but we do need to be careful because we're going at doses for weight loss that are different, and we do need to keep a watch. And we certainly, if we get people in with side effects that are negative, we will inform, we'll log that and record it.
Professor Donal O'Shea, Clinical Lead for Obesity at the HSE, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.